Thanks, Brian. Folks, at this stage, we're going to spend the next 10 minutes just in terms of a question and answer session, or even almost a discussion amongst ourselves. I know there's quite a lot of strong views and opinions on this issue, and if the PUP wants to represent working class issues, it needs to hear the views that are affecting working class people. And a sense of belonging, a sense of identity, and a place in this society probably lies right at the very heart of any of those issues that we have heard earlier today. Of course, people will be worried about the empty plate that sits on the table. Of course, people will be worried where the next bill is going to be paid and how it's going to be paid. But people will also worry if they don't have a stake in this society. And unfortunately, there are too many people within this community that we represent who feel outside of the process, who feel that they've been pushed to the margins and are being pushed further away into the isolated corners of this society. We need to make sure that we have a strong, confident and vibrant community at peace with itself, and one that can be respected regardless of your background or your political beliefs. What I want to hear today are the issues. I want to hear people who don't agree with the motion. I want to hear people that do agree with the views and the opinions that have been outlined here today. So can I ask anybody who has an opinion or who feels strongly about this, please, here's your opportunity for the party and for Billy as the leader to hear those views. But if he doesn't hear the views, how can he represent the views? So let's have that debate, folks. Someone want to be brave enough to start?
Start with two hands up. Mark, do you want to go first and then Brian Irvine?
Sorry, Billy, talking to yourself as party leader. As a member of the PUP and also a member of the Martin Bonds, Martin Bonds are one of the biggest, if not the biggest, for our youth and for people like AIDS and our culture. Martin Bonds don't have a voice. Martin Bonds sometimes, through bravery, through their own self-pityness, get into quarrels with each other. This is a big time to unite Martin Bonds and give Martin Bonds that voice it deserves.
What will replace the phrase commission? There's been a lot of debate about whether to go back to the assembly again and they should handle it. A lot of unions are worried about that because it may work against parades and parading. So what would you suggest you'd replace the parades commission?
Well, first of all, Brian, I would say that I personally believe that the issue is probably too toxic to place into the heart of government. I think the two main parties recognise, both the DUP and Sinn Féin, recognise the complexities and the sensitivities that exist around parading. So I don't think that it will be placed within the office of the First Minister or Deputy First Minister, or at least I hope not. I think it does have, it's probably one of the few issues within society, it does have the ability to infect working institutions here in Northern Ireland. I think it does set outside the legal framework of the institutions. However, I think that the wider problems that exist in the current state is the legislation. I think the legislation, and I know others are obviously more au fait with the legalities around this, but there are issues with the current legislation. There are issues in terms of even the Hillsborough blueprint that was being worked up in terms of its legislative proposals as well. So in my personal opinion, I think it does require a group of people to adjudicate. The problem with this current commission is that it has a number of people on it who I believe are far the furthest thing from independent. We have people who are openly hostile to the Orange tradition. I think the independency, the trust and the confidence in this commission doesn't exist. So we need people in society who can make the right judgment and not necessarily be independent, but to act independently. And that's the difference. That's what we don't have. And that's what this party, I think, needs to bring to the table. It needs to bring the voice of reason. The extremes are not the people who are going to resolve this. This party has been the voice of reason throughout the conflict, and I think this party can be the voice of reason in terms of resolving the issues that outstand.
Sorry, young chap there, I don't know your name, sorry.
Hi, Wilson, Graham Kelly. Just on the point of the Peace Commission, I agree with your remarks about disbanding the Peace Commission, having met them. I firmly believe that we should put the onus on to the Chief Constable. Now, that's a personal opinion, because I agree with you saying that the DUP and the Shinners do not in any way, this will just be an ongoing tug of war with them. I don't think our so-called unionist politicians and parties are speaking to grassroots. What my concern is for the DUP is, for use as a grassroots party, to go to the well-known Ulster DUP and try and get everybody to sing off the same hymn sheet, because that's a problem. Protestant people in grassroots don't vote. Why they don't vote is because they're middle-class Protestant unionist councillors don't really care about the working-class people. So I know we have an uphill struggle politically. But the point on the Chief Constable is that when it comes to the Parade Commission and they put a determination on a parade, if the parade is deemed contentious and there's a threat of violence from the Republican community, because 99.8% of the times the threat of violence is always coming from the Republican community, it's down to the Chief Constable, who then goes to Secretary of State to see whether they will uphold the determination. So I think if they save hundreds and hundreds of thousands of pounds, get rid of the Parade Commission and put it on the Chief Constable, because as in this day and age, the police, PSNI, is now equal opportunities. So we are now all should be singing off an equal, you know, all same hymn sheet. But as far as the marching bands, we can now see that the Shinners and the Republican movement, including the SDLP, are all starting to stick together. And it's about time that the unionist politicians start sticking together, because the Protestant people will not vote anymore, because they're fed up. But thanks for joining.
I can really only take one more. Okay, there's three or four hands up. I'll take Phil Hamilton and then Tommy Cheevers. And Trevor Parker is there. His name is Casey Conn. It's just, I guess, Speaker is right. He did give them a lot of time and we're running over, but we do want to hear from you. And of course, there's always opportunities, the vehicles within the party council stuff, to debate these matters as well and our views. But we'll start with Phil Hamilton.
Well, I'm glad to hear that there's a bit of positivity around the bonds. And I think the bonds are glad to hear that we're supporting them. Just what Billy Drummond had said, the work that the bonds do on the ground to address antisocial behaviour is absolutely fantastic. And they're not given the credit. And look at what they do when they actually go out. Their discipline, in the majority of times, is absolutely fantastic. Now, Republicanism has asked for leadership within grassroots. And what happens? People come forward and stick their heads above the parapet. And they're demonised. Winston, they're demonised. And let me tell you something. I would like to congratulate yourself, Mark, and other people for putting their heads above the parapet. Because grassroots, unionism, loyalism is asking for people like ourselves to put our heads above the parapet. And yet when we do put our heads above the parapet, we're demonised. Also, what I want to turn around and say is what the Parades Commission have done in Glengormley has stopped a religious order going to a place of worship for a church service. And we have difficult times in front of us in Newtownabbey. And what we have is we're going to have the 12th of July parade within Newtownabbey. And I'm so glad to see that the Orange Order has contacted people like myself within the Progressive Unions Party. But what I am concerned, just like the gentleman there said, was that the demonisation of certain unionist parties towards us. And I think what we need to do is we need to challenge the people who are bringing about negativity. And I would like to congratulate you, Winston, and I'm going to definitely support this motion. Hear, hear.
Your guest speakers arrived, so we'll certainly not prolong this. This is one debate that causes a lot of emotion, and yet, as Winston called for, we need to actually put the emotion to say, think with their heads. There's quite a few people in this room who actually have been in dialogue with the residence groups, praise commission, police, all other stakeholders. We would support Winston's call. Somebody up there said, well, it was Brian, said, well, what would that look like? Well, let's be clear about it. When the police had the jurisdiction of parades, they rerouted more parades than if you multiply the parades commission by 10. And they will never take it back. It's too sensitive for the police to have it back. The police, the chief constable doesn't even have the power to overrule the parades commission. Neither does the court. So even if you get a judicial review in, it only criticises the process the commission went through. It can never overturn your decision. The power of this commission is scary. And that's why you need people with a bit more level-headedness appointed to it. Now, the current commission is imbalanced. We have nobody from our community there who's representative at all. Now, yet, on the 30th of January 2008, a certain person called Duffy from the Border Down, Lurgan area, took the commission to court. It went to the highest court in Milan. Lord Bingham, Lord Roger, Lord Carswell, Baroness Steele, and Lord Brown have beaten under Hayfield, sacked a couple of commissioners because they came to our community, because the commission wasn't balanced. So it's not to say you couldn't be a member of a Loyal Order. But certainly, you would think if a member of a Loyal Order was on the commission, you would have somebody say from a residence group or whatever. So they totally overruled that and sacked two commissioners. Yet, Owen Paterson, the Secretary of State, ignoring that legal precedent, set together a commission that's entirely against our culture. That's one point. What would it look like? Right, the current commission... go back to 1988 when the legislation was brought in. It was around the same time as we had the whole debate, the Belfast Agreement, the referendum. It was hoped that with this built-in mediation process, relationships throughout our community could be improved. For those of us who have been in dialogue since 1988, right through all these years on this issue, we are of the current position, having faced the Sinn Féin leadership directly and challenged them on this issue, that they will continue to agitate because they know nothing else. Now, you can't have good relationships with a neighbour who's continually throwing stuff over your backyard. So now, they've got a different dialogue from us, and the meetings that we've been at, the more upfront and more challenging, and they don't like it. And that's why they continue to open up new fronts. When we met Sinn Féin, I want you to think of this. Well, we were told by them that no matter what agreement we reached with any residence group, it had to be put to them to see if the agreement was durable. Their word, durable. The current legislation, to get back to Brander, is that there's too much weight given, if you like, to dialogue, whereas there should be more weight given to the responsibilities that go along with rights. And as somebody's already said, I'm going to say it again, our Loyal Orders, our bonds people, have demonstrated over the past 10, 12 years, because of competitions and stuff like that, an extremely high level of discipline. Now, if somebody in life comes about and causes an insensitivity, you know how you address that? By education. But this commission, they address it with an iron bar and criminalisation, and that has to stop. These are bonds. I wish some of the bonds were actually working for me and raising funds for stuff. They go out and they can raise 20 grand for uniforms and instruments. Go and ask TransLink, because it links into all the political concepts. Ask TransLink what they like to see all the bonds gone away with. It would collapse. Ask the hoteliers. who for the past few years, if you go to Londonderry, for instance, you struggle to get a room the day of the Apprentice Boys Parade, where 10 years ago you could have had your choice of rooms. At the European Union, it was also stated that a sense of well-being by people becomes more enhanced if they have a cultural identity which they are free to celebrate. Now, that's throughout the European Union. It's one of their key concepts. Yet we have a commission that wants to actually drive us off the streets, to turn us into something similar to the Masonic Order, where you have a charity dinner once a year behind closed doors, and thank you very much, lads, that's it. Well, do you know what? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Thank you, Tommy. The final word for Trevor from Trevor Parko. Thanks, Trevor.
Well, just keep that short. The Republicans have moved up their game because it used to be contentious areas where there was nationalists, and if they, that was why the majority of nationalists, they couldn't walk through that anymore. Then they've moved up now to churches, to chapels, even though they're shut, there's no services going on at the time. And outside them, you'll see great big banners, respect. But what about the respect Republicans have for their own chaplains and that? The boy this week, where they're storing coffee jar bombs on it. What respect does that show? And this is something our politicians have not spoke up. You see, if it had been an Orange Hall or a Presbyterian church, it would have been headlines for days. Absolute silence. Not a thing for our politicians.
We need to shoot from the chapels to the Dunley's Bell.
This has to be exposed, I believe, you know.
That was for Dunley.
That was Dunley.
That was for Dunley. That was for Dunley. 15 years ago.
That's not what the media says, but the one for 4 years, a lot of nonsense.
Okay.
They're still there.
Okay. And as I say, we're running quite late, and I took the three, I will have to call it at that. Again, the time comes again, I'll just remind everyone that when it comes to voting for this to pass or otherwise this motion, I would call upon just the PUP members, please, to vote. I'll call upon them now. You've heard put well by Winston and other speakers. I'll call now for a show of hands if you support the motion, please. Okay, anyone against? Okay, once again, that is unanimously carried, and it will become a policy for the Progressive Unionist Party. And again, we're lucky in having Winston and others, Tommy and others, there who will continue that particular front.